Did you know that every 5 seconds, one person in the world goes blind? That one child goes blind every minute? It is estimated, in fact, that over 7 million people become blind every year. I was shocked and surprised to read the press release sent to Vatican Radio advising that today, the second Thursday of October, is set aside across the globe as World Sight Day, an annual event focusing on the problem of global blindness. But the right to sight can and must be fulfilled. That is the rule of thumb of a joint initiative of the World Health Organization and of the International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness, entitled Vision 2020. And today's event aims to draw attention to the right to sight and points out that an estimated 180 million people worldwide are visually disabled. What's more, I read in the press release, these numbers are expected to double by the year 2020, making a colossal human tragedy even worse, stalling development and denying a basic human right. I decided to find out more and called up Ivo Kozur, who is responsible for a WHO program which deals with blindness, visual impairment, and also with prevention of hearing impairment.
We deal mostly with developing countries and middle-income countries in the area of helping them to establish national prevention of blindness or prevention of hearing impairment initiatives and plans.
Let's talk about World Sight Day this year. What is the significance of a day such as this, and what's its aim?
Well, we have started with observing this day some years back when actually the Lions Club International, it's a social club, social organization, they introduced this day, and then later the whole community of people dealing with prevention of visual impairment took over, and now it's a global event, and it's aimed at various audiences just to raise awareness of blindness, visual impairment, what can be done, which ways we know how to prevent, how to actually help various people, countries, to establish national programs or district programs, local programs for preventing avoidable visual impairment and blindness. And the major message there is that globally, up to 80% of blindness can be prevented or treated. In other words, actually 80% of people who are blind today globally could be helped by treatment, by prevention. And this is where we try to advocate for this initiative, which is called Vision 2020, which put together actually the major stakeholders, key players globally to assist countries and people to prevent avoidable blindness and visual impairment.
Now, I was reading that in your press release, the fact that 80% of all cases of blindness can be prevented or treated. And to me, a Westerner in Italy, that sounds incredible. Can you tell me more about avoidable blindness? Who are the main victims?
Right. Well, first of all, we need to be a little bit careful with these statistics. The fact that 80% of people who are blind can be helped, it applies on the whole planet. It's a global statistics. It doesn't apply on Europe, because in Europe we have very good health systems in place in all European countries, I may say. And there the causes of blindness and visual impairment are, first of all, rather different from developing countries. And then a lot has been done already to help people who can be cured or who can be helped. But again, I mean, regarding the actual issues we have in Europe, for instance, eye complications in diabetes, diabetic retinopathy. This is something what is expected to grow. The numbers will grow. The numbers of people with diabetes mellitus will grow. And then as the actual consequence of that, we need to understand that people may develop eye complications. So this is the message for specifically for high-income countries. I mean, the diseases related to aging, to changes in lifestyle, and one of them, for instance, is diabetes mellitus.
Of course, because our population is getting older and older.
Exactly. But we have other issues in developing countries. For instance, cataracts. This is an eye condition which literally every single person may develop if the person lives long enough. And we have many thousands and even millions of people in developing countries who suffer from blindness due to cataract, which is treatable. And it has been treated in, majority of cases in Europe. And it is, when you go to eye hospitals in Europe, you see that you hardly find a person who is really blind due to cataract and coming to see an ophthalmologist in the late stage. But you would see many people in developing countries who really reach the stage of blindness and still there is no help for them. And we have up to 20 million people really suffering from blindness caused by cataract, treatable eye condition.
What really came out strongly in the press release is that most of the world's blind people, as you were saying, live in developing countries. And I also read that every 5 seconds, one person in the world goes blind and one child goes blind every minute. Can you tell me about these people?
Children are a very important target group for us because unless they are helped, in time, they get treatment and all care when they need that in the early stage of their life, and they develop eye conditions which are not later treatable, they are expected to live the rest of their lives in blindness. And this, in many cases, can be changed if the care is available in that early stage of their life. And again, causes differ. In Europe, we may think about conditions which are related to early child delivery. There is a specific term for that, retinopathy of prematurity, which is an eye condition which partly can be prevented, also can be treated to a certain extent. And yet we have still in some middle-income countries in Europe children going blind due to this condition because of the actual lack of neonatal care and the ophthalmological care, which should go hand by hand. On the other hand, in developing countries, we have many other causes of blindness in children, which are more caused by infections, health conditions where they live, depending on the geographical conditions of their home. For instance, then later they may develop visual impairment due to trachoma. This is again one disease which is totally unknown in Europe anymore. But we used to have this disease in Europe, say, 100 years ago. Now, for those who want to see the actual impact of this blinding disease on many millions of people, these people need to travel to Africa. But there they can see many people still blind due to treatable infectious eye disease, which is called trachoma.
This is terrible because being visually impaired has many more far-reaching consequences than not just being able to see, doesn't it?
That's very true. So you see, there is such an opportunity. In the agenda, we have to help people to see or to really not to go blind due to eye conditions, which can be either treated or prevented. And again, globally, it's up to 80% of cases.
Ivo, thank you very much. Just finally, what are your hopes for this World Sight Day?
Well, I would hope that people realize what needs to be done in their environment, in their settings, in their, places where they live. In developed countries, it might be just to think about referral for patients who suffer from diabetes mellitus, that each and every single at certain stage is seen by an eye specialist. In developing countries, on the other hand, we need to think as a global community how we can help them. And we have many, model projects, many tested ideas and interventions in place and readily available to implement. But it's a question of resources, human resources, financial resources, and all that is repeatedly discussed, for instance, during World Health Assembly, the forum for ministers of health of all member states of World Health Organization. And people really try to do their best to deliver that eye care which is needed in many remote parts of this planet.
You've been listening to Ivo Kuzur of the World Health Organization.